T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
By the way, I saw something, too, that said that Friday Night SmackDown had their lowest rating ever or something. I think it's the lowest rated SmackDown ever, something like that. And I guess the rumors are now that SummerSlam's going to have to be at the Performance Center as well. So not so much good times for the WWE. But it is a Raw Monday. We'll continue to watch anyway for it. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, if you want to leave us a comment there, as always. Don't forget to download that radio.com app. We ask you to do that because we know you're not spending as much time in your car. So the best way to always listen to the radio station, we know you want to do that, best way to listen to the radio station is through the radio.com app. You've got your devices, your phone, your smart speakers, your tablet, your turntable. You got your boombox, your Commodore 64, your Swatch watch, your Coleco in television. Whatever you got for a device, just download it onto that. That way you always catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us there. As always, the best thing to do is follow us on our personal Twitter handles. Reach me, myself, and I. That would be at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He is back in Midtown producing the show, as always. Jarvis in the building, at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. I'm fired up. I go away for 1 week, and I got all this crazy stuff going around everywhere. Now, speaking of crazy, as I tell you, we're, you know, Jarvis, when does camp officially open up? When it's this month, right? I mean, we're, as of right now, camp opens up this month, right? Toward the end of the month? Yeah, July 28th. Camp opening up for the Atlanta Falcons. Whew, man, there's a lot going on, man. So with that, as we get headed toward Falcons training camp, and you know, obviously the hopes of having an NFL season. One of Bleacher Report's national writers put out an article, Brad Gagnon. Is he related to Emily Gagnon over there at CBS? We really like her. She's one of our favorites. Anyway, did I say that out loud? Brad put out this article where he goes, what a successful 2020 season would look like for every NFL team. Now, before I read the Falcons, okay, let me say, I understand when we talk about national perspective versus local. What do I say all the time about the Peter King thing? You know, Peter King, when you go through and I say what success for each one of these teams across the NFL, knows more about all of this than I'm ever going to know. But when you narrow it down to my team, the Atlanta Falcons, okay, what these guys think and what I think are probably going to be radically different based on information, based on perception, whatever it is, it's going to be different. This is another case of that. I understand where this guy is coming from, and I'm trying to do all I can to preface this, okay? But I understand where this guy is coming from. But it's 235,000-foot view for me. For the Atlanta Falcons, his success is return to the playoffs. Here's what he says. Atlanta Falcons fans still reeling from the team's Super Bowl 51 loss to the New England Patriots might require more than a mere playoff berth to quell their impatience. But we have to be realistic about a team that is just 24-24 since that infamous defeat. At the very least, the Falcons have to take advantage of an expanded playoff field and punch a postseason ticket for the first time since 2017. We know they have the talent, and they can't afford another losing season with Matt Ryan and Julio Jones on offense, Grady Jarrett can't lean on Deion Jones on defense. The window is closing on that offensive battery, but the Falcons teased a potential rejuvenation with a 6-2 finish to the 2019 campaign. The NFC South will likely make it tough on Atlanta, but the path to the playoffs is also clearer than before with that extra wildcard spot. If the Falcons can't at least get back into the postseason picture, head coach Dan Quinn will be out of excuses. Now, and we're going to talk about, I'm going to sidebar for a second. We're going to probably talk about this at some point this week, too. And Jarvis, if there's fumes that come through the speakers and stuff, I apologize for what I'm about to say. I actually agree with Terrence Moore on two things. Yeah. First off, I said I agree with Terrence Moore, and not just on one thing, but two things. I won't get into the one thing that he talked about, but one of the things he said is that this is as important of a season for the Atlanta Falcons as he can ever remember. He's right. He's right. Because it's time for this franchise to capitalize on the players that it has. And I keep saying that. And I get these, you know, these dog head cocked looks when I say it. I'm going to ask you Falcons fans, okay? You can text me, 404-741-0929. You can tweet me at JMCH316, okay? If I tell you that the Falcons go 9-7, get into that last wild card spot that they've expanded with this year, and lose in that wild card round, would that be success to you? Because according to this, that would be success. Well, we can't get our hopes up. On one, he says, well, we have to be realistic. But they were in the Super Bowl just a few years ago with guys that should be as good or better than they were then. And you still have your quarterback and Julio in your prime. He says, well, we know they have the talent. Okay, then if they have the talent, then why do we not capitalize on it? Why? That's the thing. And so, if you say to me, if you tell me 9-7 and they get a second wild card spot, okay, and they lose a wild card, how is that success? Because they underachieved? So we lower the bar even more? So because they couldn't get anything done the last 2 years simply by making a wild card appearance, that makes you feel better? Or, man, things are on the right track. You know, I don't know how many years of all of this we have. Contracts come up, players get old, players get hurt. Dynamics change. And with all due respect, what has Dan Quinn done to tell you that he's Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, or Sean Payton, that he can adjust and adapt and overcome? What has he shown you that says that he can transform his franchise? Well, they went 6-2 down the stretch last year. Okay. I guess you have to give him some credit for that. I don't know. Do you give him credit for that, or did you finally have guys playing up to their potential? Grady Jarrett's looked at as one of the best defensive tackles in the NFL. Not some middle-of-the-road ham and egger, Joe Bag of Donuts, fish heads and rice kind of guy. He's looked at as a top-tier guy. Matt Ryan's looked at as a top-tier quarterback. Julio Jones has looked at as the best wide receiver. It's not like you have a bunch of jabrones that you have to fill the roster out with. It's not the Dolphins roster. So, like I said, I understand. I understand and I get the idea of a team that hasn't been in the playoffs the last 2 years getting to the playoffs. I get and understand that. Okay? I understand why that would be looked at as a success when you talk about the 35,000-foot view as an NFL writer. But when you're down here, boots on the ground in this city, is that success? Are you going to look back at 9-7, got into a wild card? Now, look, they go to the NFC title game out of that, and you know, they get the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay. I'm talking about You know, they make the play. Hell, even if they just are a divisional round and they lose, you know, they win a wild card game and then lose the next week. Is that success? Do you feel good about the direction of the franchise? Because let me tell you, any sort of play, I don't care if they go 7-9 and make the wild card, Dan's back. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm gonna stick to my guns. Short of 4-12, 3-13, Dan will be back even without a playoff because of the circumstances and the pandemic and the social injustice and all the things going on in America and this town and this team and his leadership and the way he's handled things. I really do believe that that decision will happen beyond football. It won't be just I flip to ESPN.com, click on NFL standings, and where do the Falcons stand? There will be more, and I do believe that because that's the kind of guy that Arthur is. That's the kind of guy that he is. I'm not even saying that that's bad or that's wrong. I'm just telling you that like I said, short of a massive class, they go 4-12, 3-13, and they're a disaster. Yeah, Dan will be gone. But they go 7-9 and just miss out on the playoffs. I can see Dan back now because of the extenuating circumstances going around. I can see him being back. I can. So when I look at this and read this, like I said, I get where the writer's coming from. When you stand up on top of the mountain and look down at the teams and say, okay, what would be considered success? Well, they hadn't been in the playoffs the last 2 years. They were in the Super Bowl. They were a divisional round team the year after that, and then 2 years of not being in the playoffs. Hell, if they got enough talent, they could be a playoff team. Sure, that's success. Not here. How about this? Not anybody associated with 7-11 in this town on the radio. That's not success to me. I mean, you can't keep telling me, well, we have to just keep building. Nobody saw that Super Bowl team in 2016. Nobody saw that. I didn't see it. Nobody saw, okay, we're about to get into the Super Bowl and have a 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. Nobody saw all that. But you have a quarterback that's the MVP of the league. You have all of these things. Why can't they recapture the magic of that? Why does it have to be a slow build? You know, by and large, the NFL is not designed to be slow build. There's a reason why half of the playoff teams the year before don't make the playoffs. Remember that stat about for years about the runner-up in the Super Bowl didn't even make the playoffs the next year or something like that? Remember that stat that went around for like 15 years? If you lost the Super Bowl, it was like a 20% chance you even made the playoffs the next year. Remember all those crazy stats they used to have? And like for the last 10 or 15 years, half of all the playoff teams are different than they were the year before, right? That's the league. The league is designed to not have to slow build anymore because you got free agency. You know, you don't have to just kind of, you know, wait it out, build your guys up, build through the draft, hope for the best, maybe someday get there. No, you can bring Reggie White into your franchise and hold the trophy and say, it's pretty good. It's pretty nice to add, you know, maybe the greatest defensive end in the history of the NFL onto our roster and go win a Super Bowl with it. Yeah, I like this. I like this free agency thing and all that. We don't have to wait 5 more years to get better. So I'm curious. Give me your thoughts on the text line. Give me your thoughts on Twitter. But I can tell you, and I've said this consistently, okay, nothing about 9-7 and making the playoffs, unless you tell me, you know, anything less than the NFC Championship game, to me, isn't success this year. It's not. It's not. Everybody's going to have their definition. Everybody can decide. On this show, success won't be less than what the NFC Championship game is. Because if we're not seriously trying to get deep and make a Super Bowl run now, then when are we? When does that light shine and say, oh, okay, All right, when we get back, we'll talk to, we will hear early on the morning show today, John Freaky and Hugh Douglas. Sean Devaney of Forbes.com joined those guys talking about the NBA bubble and, you know, how things are going with all of that. Of course, he covers NBA, college basketball, and everything for them. So we'll let you hear that interview coming up next. It is the John Chuckwa Show, hanging out with you on this Raw Monday, Sports Radio 910 The Game and on the Radio.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckwa Show, hanging out on a Raw Monday with you. 404-741-0929. That's our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line if you want to leave us a message on there. Feel free to leave us a comment there, as always. Social media at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow us there. And, of course, on our personal pages, if you would, give me a follow at JMCH316, at JMCH316. And, of course, he's at JarvisD90. So much stuff to get into here with you. We got the Braves schedule earlier. We did want to say, you know, prayers and well wishes. Speedy recovery to Mayor Bottoms of Atlanta, who tweeted out that she tested positive for the coronavirus and COVID-19 or whatever they're calling it these days. And hopefully she will get back on track. I mean, you know, and I'll say this about sports, and we said this the whole time. At least I said it the whole time. We were never going to get a zero amount of players tested that everybody was going to come back negative. I mean, you had to anticipate the fact that there were still guys that were going to get sick. It's just, I keep saying that the number of people that were going to contract and get this were going to get it, you know, unless you were going to completely avoid human contact and until a vaccine was going to be out there. You know, but short of all of that, there were people that were you were still going to get tested, positive tests, and people were going to get, you know, the virus, and they were going to deal with it however they deal with it. You know, a lot of people asymptomatic. A lot of people won't feel really much of anything. They'll quarantine and, you know, and they'll move on from there, you know. So we were never going to get that zero sum of, oh, everybody's going to go play baseball and hockey and basketball and everything else. I mean, if your goal was that there was going to be zero people testing positive, then you should have never have brought anything back. Should have never had anything back. So, but, you know, prayers out to Freddie Freeman, Mayor Bottoms, you know, the folks that are tested positive and fighting all through it. So we'll see how they all handle everything. I know Mayor Bottoms is doing a lot of quarantining and stuff like that. And, you know, she's obviously got kids and a husband and all that kind of stuff. So obviously throws a monkey wrench into, you know, trying to run a household and everything else when you got to shut down everything and stop what you're doing and deal with all of this. And still, you know, Jarvis, you're probably not quite in this boat, but trying to figure out what's going to happen with school. You know, I didn't do a whole lot of email checking, but, you know, we were asked to take a survey about Cherokee County schools and what we thought. There's talk about alternating days so that they can social distance kids. There's talking about virtual. They're talking about going back to class. They got to get back into class somehow. I'm sorry, but I mean, you call me the a-hole. You got to get these kids back in school. This whole virtual thing was a disaster. Just most people are not equipped to be able to handle it. Not because, not even so much about, you know, they don't understand. Don't have time. Don't have time. I've got two full-time jobs I got to work. My ex-wife has a full-time job. We don't have time to sit and try to go over lessons with our daughter and try to do all that kind of stuff. It's just not that, just not the feasible time, and still, you know, maintain a household and still pay bills and everything else that goes along with it. So I don't know what they're going to do about schools and stuff. We're going to reach out to our friend of the show, Alicia Roberts. Hopefully we'll get her on Wednesday, and maybe she can help us sort all this kind of crazy stuff out. But, you know, it is interesting watching the NHL and who's going to start August 1st, NBA, Major League Baseball. Everybody's kind of getting into that, you know, rhythm of how they're going to handle things. And, you know, the NFL is trying to figure some things out, you know, as well, because now, you know, where, remember back in the draft, like, oh, we got plenty of time and this, that, and the other to figure things out. Now they don't. Now they got to figure it out, what, in 2 weeks? they gotta have everything in place in 2 weeks, because you got to start bringing guys back and start testing and open this and do that and all this, that, and the other. You got to get all that stuff going. Can't wait till the day of camp and say, okay, now what are we doing? Oh, okay. No, everything's got to be in place within a couple of weeks, and all the protocols getting set up and start testing guys and all that. And then it'll be fascinating to see what we get, you know, from there and how they do it, you know, and they got to introduce the new helmets and everything like that. I mean, just there's a lot of logistics, you know, to work out. So whereas, you know, we talked about football having Tom, and I still believe we're getting football. And I've seen some, you know, reports because the Ivy League said they're going to move their fall sports schedule to the spring or whatever like that. Oh, does that mean? Well, the Ivy Leagues operate completely different than everybody else does. First of all, they're not FBS schools. First of all, they're not scholarship athletes. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into all that kind of stuff. You don't have $5 million coaches and, you know, there's a lot of things that factor in to all of this, by the way. And by the way, too, we're about to get to Westbrook and Chukwuemeka. You see where the NCAA is continuing to try to fight the idea of not directly fight the name, image, and likeness, okay, but they're basically fighting the idea of how athletes would get compensated and stuff like that. They're putting up some dumb fights when you read about some of the stuff that they're still trying to drag out to the Supreme Court, thinking that and hoping that they're going to find a victory somewhere. So we'll see how some of those lawsuits they have progress. All right, speaking of trying to find a victory, let's get to something we call What's Bugging Chukwuemeka.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chukwuemeka ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chukwuemeka on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm going to ask a dumb question. I'm going to ask a really dumb question. Remember when Rob Manfred said that 100% they were going to play? And then, like, 24 hours later, he said, I'm not sure that we're going to have a season. I'm going to ask a dumb question. Is he intentionally trying to sabotage baseball? Because this mess of getting test results back from the COVID-19 test. Now, one is they're doing a different test than other sports leagues. They're doing this spit test. Have you seen this, by the way, the videos where you got to hawk loogies into a funnel? It's not the prettiest looking thing in the world, but you got to hawk your loogies into this funnel thing, and then they test from there, okay? Which is different than some of the other sports leagues are doing. But you've got all these teams, Oakland, California, Texas, Houston, that have all these tests that were out there last week, and they don't have the results back yet. And Washington and Houston all shut down their spring training activities. And the general manager of the Washington Nationals came out and said, this is ridiculous. You know, we got to fix this testing process and protocol now. If we can't get this right now, how are we going to get it right during the season? And he's right. How can we be waiting a week to get some of these results back? Or if that's really the case, then how could you have said you wanted to come back? Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball, they make Gary Bettman look like David Stern. I mean, it's like Major League Baseball is trying to pull a goof on us. Haha, we told you're coming back, just fooling. Just kidding. We're not coming back. You got Mike Trout out there saying, I got a pregnant wife, due with a kid. I don't know if I want to play. But hey, I'm going through the process. And then we're a week in and it's, yeah, we can't get any test results back. Are you freaking kidding me? I go away for 1 week and the world has lost its mind in sports again. Everybody's lost their mind again. This can't be real. And all these teams are like, we're shutting down. Hey, see Freddie Freeman and these guys? Hey, man, we can't afford to have that. Or if we're going to have it, let's know about it now and get it handled now before it spreads to more people or more symptoms show. And I'm reading stories about they sent the test here, they're waiting for this. What, they send it by carrier pigeon? by Wells Fargo Stagecoach? How can it be that we can that I mean, what they do to you know, like when you want to save a few bucks, you go like to the value food. You get the paper. They send you the advertisement, okay? And it's got like the milk is like 60 cents a gallon less than what you get at Kroger or whatever. Like, oh, I'm going to go to Value Food King and I'm going to get the cheap milk. And, you know, it turns out it's, you know, pasteurized from a lamb or something. You know what I mean? You know it can't be the same, but I'm going to convince myself I'm going to save a few bucks. Is that what baseball's doing right now? Are they going through, like, who's the cheapest guy in town that can get us a COVID-19 test? What's that? Phil in his basement's doing testing right now? Let's use him. Because this has got to be a goof. This can't be real that all these teams are like, yeah, we're sitting around waiting for tests. And you know what? We're shutting down. Yeah, that'll get baseball back. That'll get things going. We're like a week and a half in. A week, not even, are we? We're not even a week in. And they can't get it right. Are you kidding me? You know, I said this before. I think I'm convinced. Shut the whole damn thing down. Just shut the damn thing down. Just stop already and shut it all down. I can't live with this. I can't. This ineptitude right now. And I don't care if it is unique and unknown. We don't know what to do. We've never been through this before. Fine. Then shut the damn thing down until you do. Because this is ridiculous watching the way they're operating right now. Who's looking at baseball and saying, boy, they certainly look like they got a handle on things, don't they? Here's a sentence that nobody has uttered in 2020. Boy, baseball looks like it's got its act together. We'll never utter those words in an entire calendar year. There won't be a living, breathing human being on planet Earth that will utter the sentence, it looks like MLB has got their act together on anything. Man, change the testing. Figure it out. But you can't be dragged. You got guys like Mike Trout that are literally on the fence about, am I going to stay with this? Am I going to do this? What do I do? He's watching a guy like Freddie Freeman get sick and saying, I can't do that. And then you ham and egg the test. You go to Value King or wherever you went for your testing. Ah, this will be better. Let's just spit in here and we'll do this. Ah, it doesn't matter if nobody else is doing it. We'll just do it. We can save a few bucks. Let me tell you one thing I am convinced of, too. There will be no fans in sports in 2020. None. If the millionaires and billionaires can't even take care of themselves, how are they going to take care of Joe Bag of Donuts in Section 412? They got millions and billions, and they can't take care of each other. How are they going to do, you know, Phil Hammond-Ager in Section 307? Not going to happen. I don't care if you're football, basketball, I'm convinced there won't be any fans. But baseball, you better get it together pretty quick. All right, top of the hour, it will be time for our Falcons flyover, our nightly look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is next on the John Chuckery Show. Sports Radio 910 The Game and on your radio.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.